Self-reliance, a valuable trait belonging to the introverted. We live in a society that very much seems to value, even prefer, the extrovert. The extrovert is someone who is outgoing, talkative, and who likes spending time with people. These are people people. And they are the ones who enjoy socializing and being the center of attention. Introverts, meanwhile, are the wallflowers, and the ones who are happy to sit quietly with their heads in books. As a result, they often get passed up for job promotions, and they often miss opportunities that are presented to their more outspoken colleagues. But introverts have a trick up their sleeve, and that's self-reliance. Understanding the introvert. There is a common misconception that introverts are always shy, and in fact, the terms introvert and shy person are often used synonymously. In fact, though, introverts are not necessarily shy, but simply prefer their own company. The idea here is that the extrovert finds it easier to get energy from social interactions, whereas the introvert needs some time alone to recharge their batteries. In fact, many people say that introverts may be even more sensitive to psychic excitement, meaning that they need less stimulation to feel energized and potentially overwhelmed. Introversion as an asset. While this might mean that the introvert prefers to work alone and perhaps doesn't thrive as much in meetings and presentations, it is important that organizations not overlook their unique skill set. Introverts are far more likely to spend a lot of time alone, and this makes them far superior independent workers as a rule. Introverts are also more likely to have new and creative ideas because they will spend a lot more time reflecting on their own thoughts. And what's more, they're more likely to be self-reliant. Being self-reliant essentially means being capable to deal with problems on your own rather than needing assistance. It also means being willing to spend time alone, whether that means going traveling without friends or whether it means living alone. This in turn means the introvert is more used to dealing with problems on their own rather than turning to others for help. They are thus likely to be more resourceful and calmer in a given situation. If you are an introvert, then make sure you never think of this as a detriment to your ability. Introversion is an asset, as long as you recognize the particular strengths it offers, and you know how to make the most of those.